Ladies and gentlemen, coming to you from the city of brotherly love, Philadelphia, PA, the man who could be anywhere but right here, right now, in your ear, I present to you the one and only Mr. National and the Mr. National Podcast.
For this one. Let's see what we can do.
3, 2, 1. We are live.
On the Mr. National Podcast. Welcome, welcome, welcome. If it's good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. P-Double, how are we doing?
We are doing as good as can be done.
All right, all right.
You know what I'm saying, Mr. National?
I hear you. This is a late, late kind of call, folks, okay? Usually my producer gets in touch with me a little bit early and let me know I'm going to be, you know, in the studio. I get time to get powdered, you know, get rid of the hookers and the blow and everything else.
Right.
I'm half shot in the ass tonight, I tell you. I have my little cocktail going. I thought it was just going to be just a night, you know, just out in the town.
Next thing you know, you're broadcasting to the world.
Right, to the world.
Worldwide.
You can find us. You can find it. Well, we got two ways. We got www.stackwithnatshow.com, right?
Yeah.
The podcast can be found on iTunes, folks. I think we got P-Double, I think, put it back on there.
Mr. National Podcast.
The Mr. National Podcast. And then if you want to get in touch directly with P-Double, the baddest artist I know, graphic novels?
Graphic novels.
Yeah.
Animated cartoons, I guess.
Oh, my God.
Just all kinds of nonsense.
All kinds
portraits
of stuff.
And caricatures.
And that's on PaulPate.com.
Hey, did you see the big news, the big milestone that I reached this past week? I received my first royalty check from Amazon.com. I received a royalty check from Amazon.
Oh, my goodness. No, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Put the ring the applause up. And we got to get our boy Kit. We got to get our boy Kit, you know what I mean? Make an announcement about that.
I'm not going to tell you how much the check was for, but it was a royalty check.
Hey, listen, we ain't got to know your business. You know what I mean? People ain't got to know that. That's too much. You know what's that? Too much information.
TMI.
But folks, look, I got to let everybody know I'm doing the podcast and my brand new T-shirt.
Can I read it?
Yeah.
It's a great T-shirt. That's what I do. I smoke cigars and I know things.
There you go, right? That is coming compliments from Gridiron Buzz very own Roger Fisher. That dude, Roger, I want to take the time to thank you on my podcast here, buddy. That was totally uncalled for.
But the coolest thing, that's the super cool. I mean,
right.
That's a great gift.
P-Double. I mean, I got to wear it every podcast now. I got to sport that shirt. That's going to be my new attire.
It's got his podcast uniform.
Right.
You have to put a number on the back. What's your number?
Hey, right. What's my number? 19 the number I always wore. Yep, 19.
Nice.
Basketball, football, whatever. Mm-hmm. I was on a softball team, whatever, 19.
Nice.
So, that's it. I'll take that to the cleaners and get them to put 19 on the back of it. So it'll be official. But listen, Peter, before I go any further, I want to give out a shout out to our Philly NFL coach, Ernie Grice. My man suffered I guess I'll call it a mild stroke, about a week ago.
Yeah.
And, he's been in Cooper Hospital in New Jersey the last few days, I guess about a week now. So everybody listening to the podcast, keep Coach Ernie Grice in your thoughts and prayers.
Here's love coming from the EF community, Ernie.
There you go. And
get better.
PW was talking about another coach.
Yeah, Brian Fox.
Yeah.
He's going through having some health problems. And, you know, it's pretty cool that everybody in our league reaches out and, you know, gives support and sends them love. And, you know, I don't know. It seems like that kind of thing is really – the EF community is pretty amazing when it comes to that kind of thing. You know, guys that you don't even know that well will just suddenly step up and –
yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, it seems like it's a great bunch. And so that I think that kind of thing really makes a big, huge difference in people's lives for your health, you know, to know that you got people thinking about you and praying for you. And
It's amazing. I mean, I remember another one of our coaches, Harold King, went through Kenny King's dad. I know everybody knows Next Level Figures, Kenny King, his dad. Years ago, I mean, he lost his brother. I think his brother died. And, I mean, he gave, like, a little speech, I think, at our Super Bowl or something.
Mm-hmm.
And he's, you know, he said how the love of the guys in our league helped him get through a tough time. And
yeah.
I can attest to that the same way, P-Double. I mean, before I got to know you, we had my nephew, 11 years old, 2007. Oh. Passed away from an asthma attack.
Oh man!
Oh, it was horrible. It was devastating to the family. But the EF community, man, they came in droves. I mean, I remember. I think it was the thing of flowers came to my parents' house. I don't even know how these guys got the address.
Right. Wow.
It was the Maryland guy. It was like Tom Johnson and Ty Ware and that whole group from the Maryland found out. That was back when we were doing the Tweak magazine, MFCA. They actually put a dedication on the back page of one of the Tweak magazines. And it was amazing, man. I think I remember Ed Roche, one of the coaches, calling me and always checking on. So the EF... I know everybody bangs heads. I mean, in the league and tournaments.
Right.
You might think a guy, you know, the calls might not go your way or whatever. But when it's time to step up, the EF community steps up big time.
Yeah.
And I know they're stepping up for Ernie Grace, and I know they're stepping up for Fox too. So, you guys, we are praying for you and get better.
Yeah, get better. And, you know, I heard what Alex Trebek said when he announced that he has cancer.
I know.
He said, I'm going to beat it.
He did.
Yeah.
He did. He did say that. He said, with the help of your prayers and my family and blah, 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 he said he's going to beat it. So,
yeah, that's awesome.
I liked it. That was a classy move by Alex.
Yeah, he's a class act. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. I never really got into that show. That show was too smart for Mr.
Bang. I hear you. Same here. Not surprising, huh?
If it was sports, I'd be all in.
Right. Well, it was funny because they have there's like a little, I don't know if it's real or not, but I saw it on like YouTube. They had a series of NFL, like the category was NFL or sport. I think it was football. And I mean, it was like basic shit, but the other contestants, they couldn't get it.
Oh, because
all the people on there are real smart, you know?
Yes, I think I seen it. And Alex was like coming back, like quit telling them the answers. Like, come on, guys.
Yeah.
Like, that's hilarious. That's hilarious. Yeah. Talking about sickness and everything else, what about King Kong Bundy?
Hey, yeah, man, I saw him live when I was a kid.
No way.
Yeah. I went to a wrestling match, and actually I was like in the crowd, and I slapped him on the back when he ran by. Yeah, and I went, pow! And I was just a kid, but I slapped him on the back, and I swear his whole body just went blue, 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 you know.
he was a mountain of a man.
Yeah.
I can't remember. I remember as younger going, taking my younger brother to WWF, which it was back then. Mm-hmm. I don't know if we saw King Kong Bundy, but man, he did WrestleMania. He was the main event of WrestleMania.
Yeah.
And,
but the crazy thing is, I must have been about 10 or 11, something like that. So he must have been about 20 years old. Cause he's
wow!
Or maybe 25 tops.
Was he?
Because he's only 61 years old.
61
when he died. So, yeah. But I always thought he was an old dude because of that bald head. You know,
right.
But he must have been in his early 20s when I saw him.
When you saw him, right? Which
was like the early 80s.
Yeah, like Hulk Hogan and some of the older guys, Ric Flair. They're older. They're much older. I think they're in the 70s already. So. Yeah, Bundy was one of the younger guys up and coming and just put his thing down.
It's crazy, though, that he passed away. You know, those guys, they live hard and fast, I think. I don't know anything about them, but...
Yeah. Well, a lot of them are dropping, dude. They are, yeah. I mean, we can run Randy Macho Man.
Right.
Ravishing Rick Rude. I mean, that's just right off the top.
Yeah.
They are going. Like you say, their lifestyle was just...
Right. You know who I saw when the Road Warriors were there?
God, those are my favorite.
They were bad.
That's my favorite tag team. It was Hulk Hogan and the Road Warriors, and then Ric Flair.
Yeah, Ric Flair is great. Jake the Snake Roberts was there.
Damien with the snake.
Yeah, the snake. They have a documentary about him. I don't know if you saw it or not. Talk about living hard. That dude, he's lucky to be alive. You know who saved his life?
Who?
Diamond Dallas Page.
No way.
Yeah, it's in the documentary. It's pretty cool. About
what did he do?
Dallas Page kind of wrecked his body in wrestling. You know, just from... But he never got into any of, like, the drugs or alcohol or anything like that. He was just, like, a regular guy.
Right.
But he kind of wrecked his body from the wrestling, just from the physical part of it.
Right.
So to heal himself, he learned yoga. And so he started doing Diamond Dallas Page yoga. He calls it DDP yoga. And it caught on, and he started helping, like, not only helping people do yoga, but just helping people. And so he found out that Jake the Snake Roberts was about, you know, was all in destitute. And he's like, we're going to go help him. And basically he had to move into his house and stay with him for like 3 years until he finally got. Yeah. It's pretty cool, though. It's a sad story. But in the end, Jake the Snake Roberts is, living well.
Thumbs up. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And, but it's pretty awesome what Diamond Dallas Page does for people. Scott Hall, who is
I remember that name too. That was a
The guy with the toothpick and the long black hair is like what's his name?
Razor Ramon.
Yeah, Razor Ramon. That guy was like messed up, and Diamond Dallas Page had him move in and start doing yoga and just getting fit and healthy and totally revamp the guy.
Yeah, reinvent yourself.
Yeah, so yeah, it's he's helped people like that, and he just I don't know, Diamond Dallas Page is one cool cat.
But yeah, I gotta look into that.
It's pretty cool.
No, it's national and watch no TV.
Right, yeah, I know. So if it's, but that's kind of a movie-ish. Sports related.
I gotta get better. I haven't turned the TV on in probably a week, I think.
Well,
like,
good.
I've been out
living your life.
Yeah.
Living your life. Bowling.
Bowling. Listen, before I get off track, King Kong Bundy passed away. We wanted to, you know, give out our respects to him. But talking about King Kong, P-Double, what version of King Kong movies? Or which was your favorite? Does one stick out?
Hands down, the one with Jack Black and Naomi Watts, where they go to Skull Island. You know what I'm talking about?
Right. The guy with the big nose, Brody.
Yeah, Adrian Brody.
Yeah, him.
And when King Kong gets into a fight with the dinosaurs.
Yes.
That is freaking kick ass, man. I love that movie.
He's a hands down. That is a good one. I like that one. You got the one with Jeff Bridges, right? Jeff Bridges was in one.
I don't even remember any other King Kong movie.
I like the one you're talking about.
The one I'm talking about, he takes one of the Tyrannosaurus Rex and just rips his jawbone off and smashes his head. That was a bad motherfucking King Kong right there.
I mean, the thing about that movie that I kind of these guys go to this island and it's dinosaurs.
Right.
Walking around. Right. Dinosaurs. And this is like no Jurassic Park happened. They go to this island, and it's dinosaurs walking around.
That's just
unbelievable.
And
they're freaking out over a tall ape. I'm like, huh? I'm like, no, I ain't like that one. My favorite is the last one with Samuel L. Jackson.
I saw that one.
Skull Island.
Huh, I don't know if I saw that one.
That's the last one came out. Probably came out like 2 years ago.
Skull Island. I had to check it out. Skull, yeah, I think I remember that. I don't think I ever saw it.
Oh, it is a whole totally different spin on King Kong, because they don't bring him back.
Okay.
And, well, this movie particularly, they don't bring him back to the States like all the other movies did.
Right, right.
The whole thing is, you go to this rare island, you find this giant ape, and they capture him and they bring him back to the States and using the woman.
Right.
And, you know, he goes up the Empire State Building.
Right.
Yeah, same thing. This one's totally different. And Mr. National was going with Skull Island with Samuel Jackson in it. P-Double, you got to go see it.
I'll watch it this weekend.
He said, wow.
I'll report back next episode.
Next show. Yo, talking about shows, I know this Momo challenge with these kids thing. This, after the show, you gotta check it out. You gotta bring it up. You got the internet going. You can just type in Momo challenge. You see this thing with these big eyes and this looks scary. And it's supposed to have been popping in as kids are playing like Fortnite and these games, and it's giving them these demands to do.
And that's what that is.
Harmful stuff.
Yeah.
Even suicide. And it was coming out that some kids committed suicide off the Momo challenge.
Right.
But the last reports from it was saying that it was just an internet hoax. From the whole thing, you know, from the word go, nothing really happened. So,
people will believe anything.
Anything. Right. Will you believe the Mr. National Podcast is the greatest, best podcast in the world, okay?
Tell me one that's better.
Yeah, right.
You cannot.
What's that dude? We coming for him. Rogan?
Yeah, that's right. Joe Rogan?
We coming for him. our goal, me and P-Double, is to either get him on our podcast or we appear on his.
Yeah.
That's our goal.
Yeah,
that's
there you
go. That's why we're doing it. This is show 24, okay?
24?
The Kobe Bryant show. The Black Mamba, okay? That's what this show is called. And that's our goal. That is our goal.
You got to have lofty goals.
You got to have, dream big. That's what this young kid I'm working with, that's what he's talking about. I mean, I do fireproofing for a living, Pete Owl. Basically, the guy that's mixing the fireproofing, he's at a mixer. He has water coming in. He has a water meter. Let's say you're mixing two bags. You throw two bags in the mixer.
Mm-hmm.
Before you throw the two bags, you put 18 gallons in. It's a little meter. You open the valve, and it starts counting up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 gallons, 6 gallons, 7 gallons. When it gets to 18 gallons, you close the valve, dump your two bags in, let it mix a couple minutes. And then dump it. This kid I'm working with cannot get it. but riding into work and home from work, He's got all these ideas and dreams.
Are they any good?
I mean, I don't know. You can't even fucking do the pump first. I mean, like, I don't even want to hear about your ideas. I mean, he wants to flip houses. He wants to get in the stock market. He wants to get a dispensary. He's growing his own little weed buds. He wants to get into weed. He's got a million ideas. He wants to start t-shirts. Huh. I say, listen, kid, learn this construction. I mean, I know this is, you got bigger plans than this, but if this is what's going to fund all your stuff,
right,
you need to get this right. That's what I try to put in these young guys. It blows my mind that I was the young blood, young blood when I came in. Right. Now I'm the old guy dropping gems and knowledge on these guys. And
yeah,
I see if they were coming up at my time, they wouldn't even made it past day one. They late. I mean, this kid is late every day.
Huh.
Oh, my God. But he's got dreams. He's got dreams.
Yeah. Anytime anything ever good happened for me, it was I always took care of what's in front of me first.
I like that.
You know, if you're not doing that, then the other stuff ain't gonna work either.
Ain't gonna work. That's the way I look at it.
Right. So
I mean, the other guys was like, because they was like, I want to do this, I want to do that. I gotta master this. Handle your business. Okay. And that's BIDNESS, business. Handle your business.
Right, then dream.
Hey, Pete, dream and dream big. Dude, you're not drinking nothing? I've been looking over at you in the studio. No water, no alcohol.
I'm on a health kick today.
Oh, sure. I was up in the pub, and the Marie, she is giving up meat for Lent.
Oh.
For 3 weeks or whatever.
Uh-huh.
I thought the Stack, Smokestack is giving up feet. He said, no feet.
Oh, man. Why do that?
He's going to give up feet. He's going to give them up. He's like, he won't look at them. I said, man, I got to talk to the webmaster and make
get
sure.
Off the feet, get the feet off of there?
He don't put no feet on there. The tip Smokestack, he might fall off the wagon and go and pay less shoes and bite some women's toes, start sucking her feet. He might go in there and act like a shoe salesman.
Just start working there. He's not getting a check, but he's working.
He ain't getting a check. He didn't fill out an application, just coming in there all dressed up like Smokestack, holding women's feet. And just start sucking her toes.
That's what he's going to be like after Lent. When he
right. He's going to be so backed up. He's got to get feet. He's going to go in a shoe store. Woman's shoe store. Crazy.
We got to get that on video.
That man is nuts. We played a classic game a couple weeks ago in EF in our Philly league. Season is rolling. Well, I got to take a timeout. Time out. Thank everybody for watching. I mean, listening to the Mr. National podcast. My man P Double. This is show 24.
That's Peter,
I know it is. And all the support. Dude, we got Gridiron Buzz Network. Those are our homies, okay? They listen. We got the Hulk Jim Davis, who we have to get on this show. You the producer. I'm throwing it on you. You got to line these people up.
Call them up right now. Just get out your phone and call them up. He'll be on the show.
He would. We got to get Lomax on.
Yeah.
We got James Harris, the Wiz. He listens all the time. All the support, okay? I mean, I don't know if I pissed you off in a game or a league. But you still listen. You know what I mean? I just want to say thanks. I'm sorry if I did you wrong. You know, me and P-Double, we just sorry.
I didn't piss anybody off in a game. I could tell you that. Everybody's happy to play me. Where's P-Double? They roll in. They're just looking for me. I need
right,
to win.
Talking about games and pissing somebody off, Andrew is pissed at me. Andrew, the question steward, I beat his ass.
Did okay? you really?
It was a close game, back and forth. I went for two, took a 22-21 lead. He comes down, kicks a field goal, goes up 24-22, I think. But he leaves 5 seconds. He left enough time for a kick return. And my guy ran back the kick return.
No way. For a touch.
Yeah, with no time left. And that's how I beat him. He was mad. And he was saying that his kickoff landed at a certain spot, but the guy who was there reffing the game and everything said no. He said it landed where I thought it landed, and that's where we marked it. So Andrew was mad. So, I mean, he don't listen to the podcast, so we don't even care about him. We don't care. Talking about the podcast and electric football, we're going to flip our show totally to electric football now. This is our electric football segment. We put a post up on the MFCA site.
Mm-hmm.
Big shout out to Elgin.
Yeah.
Because it's called the Center no more. It's the right. MFCA.
Right.
Elgin's my boy. Smokes cigars, everything. All right.
What up, Elgin?
What up, Elgin? Dude, we said, what up? What other hobbies do you have besides EF? P-Dub, what happened?
Went bananas. People do other stuff. I can't believe it.
What was that song? What was that song by the white chick with the blonde hair? Oh, man, what was her name?
Bananarama?
But the name of the song was Bananas.
Oh.
B-A, oh, man, I can't think of her name.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, Bananas. That's what happened with that post, P-Double.
Yeah, it took off, really. And it's amazing the different hobbies that people have. But, you know, a lot of like RC cars and miniature other, you know, miniature hockey and, or the bubble hockey and stuff like that. But also,
right.
But also, you know, different stuff like, but I don't know. It struck me how many people really like, you know, like a lot of like art type stuff, drawing. A lot of guys in there like drawing. You know?
Yeah, that was right up. Yeah, it was a couple people like drawing. There was a lot of stick hockey thing.
Yeah, and, yeah. And RC.
RC
cars.
RC cars, RC boats, RC planes.
Right.
I mean,
I'm trying to find the post right now.
And the girl that I was trying to remember is Gwen Stefani.
Oh, okay. Oh, I don't know what that, you know.
Bananas. B, and then she spelled it out in the song. I forget the song. I think it's Holla Back Girl. Holla Back Girl.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, Gwen Stefani. Okay, but,
other high sport football cards. A lot of people like football cards.
Dude, that's me. Okay, because Mr. National did not reply on it, because I was waiting for the podcast to put mine up there, okay?
Right.
I got bowling, which everybody knows. Which if anybody's seen that post up there, the Corey Johnson starter pack, that was eight. That was one of my EF, but not bowling buddies, with the left wrist hurting. I think I got some kind of tendonitis, corporal tunnel syndrome or something.
Right.
But he had the wrist hurt. He had the 49ers. He had the bald head with the beard, and he had electric football. And that was your Corey Johnson starter pack.
That sums it all up right there.
I mean, he didn't have cigars on there, you know what I mean?
Didn't have Tiffer that Tuesdays or hump days.
Whoa. Don't link me to that.
guns?
Right. Tattoos. Man, you see some of them chicks, they are tatted up. That is crazy. Some of the dudes, like their arms, I don't have not one tattoo on me. I'm afraid of that thing. I'm afraid of that needle pushing that ink in me. But I love it. You know what I mean? I love it.
Yeah, I think the art is amazing. I don't have one either.
That's what we are. We are the No Tattoo Podcast. But ladies, if you want to show us your tats, I'm all in.
Send them in.
We gotta get an email attached to that thing, P double. I don't know if it's gonna be the Mr. National Podcast at stackwithnatshow.com or something. You know.
Oh, yeah, we can get Mr. National at stackwithnatshow.com and
okay,
Smokestack at stackwithnatshow.com.
Well, Stack is it? Stack. We ain't gonna even include him because we've been waiting for his blog. You know what I mean? We're ready to cut him off. He will not get any royalty checks, okay? None.
John Carradine's hobby is golf.
Golf, okay.
I think John Carradine.
I got golf clubs. I haven't used them yet, but I got them.
I don't know. P-Double does not like golf.
Dude, you gotta try it. I've been up to the thing to whack some balls. I did miniature golf.
I played golf before. I know how to play. It's just boring to me.
Wow. What about fishing?
I don't fish either. Nope.
Right.
But I can appreciate fishing. Like, I get it. I don't like it, but I understand why people like it. My son loves it.
I don't like all the bugs flying around you. I was totally, totally blown away by that post. I think it got like 140 comments or something.
Yeah.
It was amazing. As far as electric football, it went viral.
Weird Wolf, Rise of Flight is a flying game? Flight simulator?
Wow.
Huh. That's Weird Wolf.
See, but here's the thing, P-Double. Most of the posts that get a lot of comments, a lot of attention, are negative. Yeah, the drama posts.
Right.
This one was just totally positive, which is what P-Double and myself is all about. Yep. Okay?
Here's a great one. I'm just going to go through these.
Hey, you're the producer. You do what you do, P-Double.
Paul Woody likes photography, music, and lacrosse.
Okay.
Mo Robinson just got into RC aircraft.
Yes, sir. That's my boy, electric coach.
Right. Baz Allen likes Scrabble and beatmaking. Sebastian Baz Allen.
I didn't see that. Baz likes Scrabble. Scrabble. Yo, Baz. I want to challenge him.
Comic books and graphic novels.
Who does comic books?
That's what he listed.
Okay, Baz.
Yeah. Graffiti and tagging. African studies, U.S. and abroad. He likes football. He's in a Dallas Cowboys fan club.
Yeah, screw that.
He's got a long list. Get a load of this. Cleon Tate Jr. likes hiking, paddleboarding, kayaking, and playing a bass.
Yeah, bass guitar. That's my boy Cleon. I know Cleon. Me and Cleon are tight, dude. I fly out to San Diego. I stay at his house. Then we drive to L.A. for the open run, Eric and Dave's open run.
Matt Noble likes remote control gas cars. Barry Stevenson likes Blood Bowl. It's a Warhammer game. I've seen that. It's pretty cool. It's like Lord of the Rings meets football.
Okay.
Carl Coley likes fishing.
Wow.
Demetrius Matthias likes fishing.
That's the French guy. He's from France.
Okay, here. Mark Hoakland out in California likes pickup hockey.
Damn.
Yeah.
He goes to the playground and picks up some hockey.
I guess. I don't know. Or the rink. I don't know.
It's the street hockey. Don
Ligarski likes golf, camping, and fishing, and a few adult beverages.
Oh, man, that's my guy. Who is that?
Don Ligarski.
We gotta have a beer, Don.
Corey Bobo, like Sabudio in football cards.
Oh, is a coach named Corey?
Corey Bobo.
Oh, my goodness. Does he spell it with an E?
Yeah, yep.
Oh, man. Dude, we gotta meet. We gotta take a picture together.
let's see. John Carradine likes golf. I still can't get over that. But good on you. Good on you, John.
Dude, John, teach me. Hold on. Hey, look, Ira Meacham. I think it's Ira Meacham. He's in Texas, coach. He's a big-time golfer out in Texas.
Like I was saying before we started, I think that's good. Like, if you like electric football and you like golf, one's an indoor kind of a board game. You're hunched over the board.
It's right.
But golf, you get outside and you're walking around. So, I mean, that's a good mix, you know?
Right.
So, Steve Miles likes archery. That's pretty cool. That's
archery. There you go. That's my boy, Steve. I wonder if he does a traditional bow or crossbow. I want to buy a crossbow. I want to get a crossbow.
Yeah, archery is pretty cool. My son was into it for a while.
Get out. The one actress girl got into it, Gina Davis.
Yeah, she did like the Olympics, I think, or something.
Yeah.
Norval Revels, along with his long list of football accolades, he also is into collecting comic books. So,
and then, okay, I remember seeing something about that, and then him and Andrew Bottola got into a little back and forth about something commons or something they were looking for. I seen that. Quick note, everybody listening to Mr. National Podcast, Mr. National and Norbert share the same birthday, July 30th.
There you go. There's okay. A connection.
Andrew Bottola plays in our Philly league.
Ah.
There you go.
Bennett Neuhauser?
Yeah, from Cali. Ben Sage. A big Tom Packers fan.
He also is a songwriter.
Yes, he is. Yep.
Terry Popham. Your guy, Terry Popham.
I love bass fishing. Listen, I love Terry Popham. You talking about a painter, and EF, it was a post a few weeks ago about painters, Terry Popham, okay? One of the greats. He loves fishing?
Bass fishing, yep.
There you go.
Speaking of painting, this Peter Burse posted a painting of his on here of Eli Manning.
Looks pretty good.
Amazing. That's amazing. Awesome. Wow. I love it.
Peter Burse. And that was his hobby. That's his other hobby.
Yeah, that could challenge Gene Sani right there.
Jeez, I got to check that out.
AK Fox, my man AK, he's got a long list of things.
Does he?
Yeah, he's great. Riding cross country or riding on his Indian Harley, Stratomatic baseball, chasing pigs and chickens on his farm, and he volunteers a lot too.
Peter, we gotta find a way. What can we do? We're gonna take that post and that knowledge somewhere. We're gonna do something.
Yeah, this just goes on and on. I mean, people are starting to post some pictures. Here's James Jackson. His hobby is beautiful women.
Who's that?
James Jackson.
There you go. He's a stack with that show page. On the Facebook regular. Okay.
Will Travers likes classic cars.
Yes, he does. He's got a Shelby.
Man.
I saw one guy builds them.
Wow.
Jeff Priest. He builds them, right.
Yeah. Jerry McGee with his fighter jets.
Yeah. Jerry is awesome. Okay.
Man, fly fishing. Gene Sani put his Terry Bradshaw painting up here and just makes me want to quit. Ever drawing anything. Kenny King put up some of his artwork. He's amazing.
Kenny King, with his superheroes.
Here's a guy, Mike Bostic, like tennis and slot cars. Man, this is great.
Tennis? Dude, how can he get out there? Old as we are.
That's great. Oh, man. It's just
Dude, wow. it was.
I'm just getting started on this thing.
Well, we're going to run out of showtime. Yeah. We can't go.
Steve Toth putting pictures of himself in an airplane. He's flying.
He's a pilot. Mr. National flew with him.
Wow.
He let me fly the plane.
Mr. Yeah, Jeff Priest posted a picture of his stingray here.
Wow. Dude, Peter, was that something else?
Yeah. This is just, wow.
It is.
Sorry if I didn't cover you guys, but the list is just too long.
It's too long. I tell you what. We'll cut off. We'll find out where we stop. And then the next show, we'll pick up. Because I want to keep that other hobby thing.
Right.
Before we wrap up this Mr. National podcast, show 24, I want to get a couple of my hobbies in real quick.
All right.
I do the bowling. I collect things. I'm a football, basketball, baseball, hockey card collector. I probably have over 2 million, almost close to 2 million cards, sports cards.
Wow, that's awesome.
Okay. I don't know if a hobby is being a cigar connoisseur.
Yeah, definitely.
I do cigars. Okay. Did I say the bowling? I do the bowling. And I'll say the rest of it for the next show.
I put mine on there. It was drawing.
And, of course.
And Sabudio. And then
what is Sabudio?
That's the table soccer. Where you flick.
That's the thing with the things on the side and you spin it.
No, that's foosball.
Oh, okay.
Sabudio is like you'd like it. I mean, it's a like a cloth for the field.
Uh-huh.
And then the players are like on a little plastic platform and they slide. And you got to flick them with your finger.
Oh.
Like this. And this player slides and hits the ball.
Okay, I gotta check that out.
Yeah,
I might like that.
Yeah, check it out on. Yeah, there's YouTube videos and stuff. It's pretty cool. All
right. So, well,
yeah, there's tournaments and leagues just like electric football.
Well, was a great show. This was a great show, P Double.
Yeah.
That's
fun.
It was fun. That's what we talking about. I mean, it started off a little dark. We talked about all the people, but that. I mean, if somebody's hurting or somebody needs support, that's what this podcast is going to do. We are going to put the message out there, and we're going to get prayers. We're going to get thoughts for it. So we kind of jived it up and livened it up later on. That was a great post, dude.
Yeah, that was. You can never – it's funny. I'll spend hours on a drawing of like something, you know, somebody's face or something. I'll spend like 3 hours and make a really nice painting. And then I'll do like a quick 10-minute sketch of something else and I'll post both of them. And
right.
People will love the 10-minute sketch.
Right.
You know? and I don't get any love for the other one that I spent hours on. So you can never tell, you know, what people are going to respond to.
Well, I want to know how long the Gridiron Buzz Network character you did it up, did. How long you took to do that?
Oh, that was just
as opposed to the Mr. National one.
Oh, we don't even gonna show those. That's just frustrating.
P-Double couldn't capture the essence of Mr. National with the beard. You gotta go again. I want you to go again. You gotta go back in the lab. Try it again.
Yeah, no, I need to. No, because I did a bunch of them. I spent a lot of time on it. I was getting pissed off.
I mean, he puts up this Roger, the one of Roger and Dustin. I was like, holy shit, that's dude, that's them. Then he comes up with the National. I'm like, who that? Is that Chris Rock?
Is that? I drew one of Isaac Hayes and sent it
to right. He said, I'm going to just draw Isaac Hayes and maybe that'll be Mr. National. I'm like, no, that ain't me.
Maybe I could do it now. I don't know. I'll give it another try.
Yeah, we're going to get – yeah, it's been a while. We're going to get back in. I want to try it because I was sending it to people I know. They was like, no, who is that?
Damn. That's the worst.
That is, no. You are the best. Because without P-Double – Without Electric Football, I wouldn't know P-Double. Without P-Double, wouldn't have no Mr. National Podcast. So show 25, we gotta get a guest. We gotta line up maybe two.
Yeah, we gotta get the Hulk on.
We gotta get the Hulk, and we'll pick another guy.
Karen? Or...
Yes, we'll get Karen maybe. And we'll get them on. What we want to do is get them on, and then we'll get them off, and then we'll call another person, and that'll be our
all
show.
Right. All right.
So show 24 is a wrap. Is going. PW, do you got to add anything?
Peace.
No, we're
Thank
not
you for
here.
Listening to Mr. National and the Mr. National Podcast. Now that didn't hurt, did it? Check out this and other podcast at www.stackwitnashow.com.